Right. This is another episode of the Nameless Podcast, the copywriting podcast about copywriting, obviously, and real estate, commercial real estate. Today, I don't know really what I'm going to talk about, so I'll just jump straight into it and discuss a little why I chose copywriting as my craft. Because, obviously, copywriting, as I'm beginning to understand, having worked with it quite a bit, is not so easy as it seems like. I mean, we all can pretend that we are as good as Eugene Schwartz or Gary Halbert or, let's see, who's another very famous copywriter that I was supposed to mention? Gary Halbert, Eugene Schwartz, Ben Settle, I guess, Gary Bensivenga, and Dan Kennedy, and perhaps Victor O. Schwab. The late great, and Claude Hopkins. Oh, screw it, everyone. Well, whatever. The point is, I got started with copywriting because I've always been fond of writing. I remember back in high school, now actually back in junior high school, I think that's what I call it in America. I think in, I don't know what, I think it's called secondary school in Britain. I think that's at least the kind of school I'm thinking on. Of, as I'm discussing this. Now, the reason I started copywriting was because ever since junior high school, I've always been fond of writing. I've been fond of writing stories. Kind of like, not fairy tales, but tales rather. Tales, stories. Stories that enthralled people. Stories that made people, you know, go, that is so cool. But I didn't understand that you could actually use such powers, so to speak, to craft stories that would make people buy a certain product or service. I mean, that never occurred to me. Let me just move my mic a little bit. You might hear a sound or two. So, there we go. Yeah, so I didn't really understand that I could actually write stories, I could have fun while writing and still make money out of it, but I can. By using the simplest way of honing my human skills, funny as that sentence seemed right now, I think it makes a lot of sense if you just think about it, because by honing my most important human skills, or skill, no skills, my social skills, my people skills, I'm actually able to view the world from my ideal customer's point of view. I'm able to build that bridge from my customer to my product. Not from my product to my customer, but from my customer to my product. And, well, I don't know who said that. I definitely didn't say that. And it was a very late, great copywriter who said that. I don't think it was Eugene Schwartz. I don't think it was Gary Halbert either. There's something in me that says that Dan Kennedy said that. And to my knowledge, no. To my belief, I think that man still is alive, but I don't know. I don't care either really. The point is, I didn't invent that or come up with that philosophy. But it's still a great philosophy because you have to enter your customer's mind. You have to enter your buyer's mind. You have to sort of adapt to their situation. You have to get into their universe, get into their mind, and see the world for what it is through their eyes. You have to view through a clear customer lens. Almost like Donald Trump said, I will view it with a clear American lens. I think that was when he discussed his upcoming foreign politics, particularly with regards to Russia and his relationship with Vladimir Putin, when he when he envisioned himself becoming the president of the United States. But that's beside the point. The thing is, you have to view the world through your customer's lens. You have to enter their mind, enter the universe. And I think that will be the main key takeaway from this episode, which is the main it's one of the main reasons why I succeed as a copywriter. It's because I actually managed to get inside my customer's head, and I managed to view the world from their eyes. All right. Another episode of the so-called Nameless podcast show about commercial real estate and copywriting is in the books, and I'll see you around.